You heard the news yesterday. I swear, all the news breaks after the show. Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys quarterback, apparently turned down $30 million a year. And I went on to give you guys a little history lesson on Ezekiel Elliott yesterday when it came to state income tax. Well, apparently Prescott turned down $30 million, and now he's asking for, drumroll please, $40 million a year. You ask, if you pay your quarterback $40 million a year, you could kiss the playoffs goodbye.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Coach Moore, I'm sorry. But everybody needs to relax. If he got paid $40 million a year, that would make him obviously the highest paid quarterback in NFL history annually. But he's not really asking for $40 million a year. Get your notepad out, pull over, sit down, get your notepad, grab that black ink pen, and sit down. Because listen, I'm about to give you some truth. I did this on the Twitter yesterday, but listen, if you and I were negotiating, let's say I want to buy, I want to buy that bicycle off you. You tell me the initial price is $250 for that one bicycle, right? Okay. That's what you're asking me for. Then I come back and say, how about I get the bicycle for $150 instead of $250. Everybody's freaking out crazy, right? How can you pay this much for this antique bicycle that's been driven by Kobe Bryant? $150? No. Okay. Well, negotiations, you usually meet in the middle or somewhere around there, right? So $200. You think about it. I think about it. We go on our way. I take the bicycle rode by Kobe Bean Bryant. But listen, and Schaefer 13 already coming at it. Three playoff wins in 23 years. We're not talking about just the Cowboys in general. We're talking about this Prescott deal. Listen to this. Quarterback money-wise, it's going up. And I mean that with all heartache. Everybody's deals, like running backs aren't paid like they used to. The highest Troy Aikman's ever been paid in a single season was $16 million. Times are a-changing. But listen, highest paid quarterbacks currently right now. Russell Wilson at $35 million. Ben Roethlisberger, $34 million. And I just retweeted this on the Twitter if you want to go see it. Actually, I'll copy and paste this right now. I'll put it in the chat room. So you better get on the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Follow along with me. You see Rodgers, 33 and a half. Wentz, Carson Wentz. That's the key one to point on. $32 million. And then Matt Ryan, $30 million. And the bottom is Tom Brady at $23 million with Andrew Luck at 24.6. Okay, listen. Dak Prescott's not asking for $40 million stinking dollars straight up. I promise you that. He is negotiating. Him and his agent are negotiating. It's not like he's not showing up to practice. Hint, hint. Originally, Jerry Jones offered $30 million. Jerry Jones then was offered $40 million by Dak Prescott. So the whole idea is they want to probably meet in the middle. I'm predicting, and book this, $34 million. Circle that four times. $34 million is the number where he gets paid. But that's a lot, probably. But listen to this. Dak Prescott is 32-16 as a record as a starter. Two NFC's titles, 85 total touchdowns, and zero missed games. To get a reliable quarterback like that that has not missed a game is huge. He's one of the biggest leaders on the team. It's been said multiple times coming from Cowboys camp. Players have said it, that he's the leader. Jason Witten coming back from the booth, who used to be the leader, has given the reins to Dak because he's not going to take it back because Dak has done such a good job. The best QBR rating since 2016 with a minimum of 40 starts. Prescott is at 96. Russell, 98.7. Drew Brees, 106.4 with Phillip Rivers at 96.1.